me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This year you can watch and listen to Parsha Pals on YouTube. Pals.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Parsha Pals. It's so nice to be back together for season two and learn together about Parashat Noach. This week's story starts in Volozhin in the year 1853. A little baby was born to Rabbi Yosef Dov and Lifshah Soloveitchik, and they named their baby Chaim. And Chaim's father, Rabbi Yosef Dov, was a big Torah scholar, and he taught in the famous Volozhin Yeshiva. And his mother, Lifshah, was a great, great woman who also knew a lot of Torah and did lots of acts of kindness too. Chaim grew up doing lots of acts of kindness, lots of chesed, and learning lots and lots of Torah. And when he was 25 years old, he became a teacher, a rabbi, in the Volozhin Yeshiva as well, Yeshivat Eitz Chaim. His parents had moved to Brisk, and his dad was the rabbi there. And 2 years later, the Russian government shut down the yeshiva. They said, no Torah learning here. Reb Chaim moved to Brisk and followed in his father's footsteps and became a rabbi there. And besides for being a big, big, big Talmid Chacham and learning and knowing so much Torah, he and his wife were very well known for having a home that was always open. It was a home that was bursting with acts of kindness. For example, in their backyard where they kept their lumber to heat their house, because in those days we didn't have electricity like we do now. Well, his lumber was part of his salary, but he just kept it unlocked. And some of the people from the town said, your lumber is always quite low in supply. Why don't you lock it? And he said, I don't want to lock it up. There are some people that are so poor that live here that they come and I let them take lumber from me. Otherwise, they would be so cold. I can't be warm in my house when I know that other people are freezing in their house. That's the kind of person that he and his wife were. Always thinking about the needs of others. They served people food. They let people sleep over. People say that their home was like public property. It was like a Reshut HaRabim. And you know what? So many people walked through their house, whether they were asking questions or seeking advice or looking for a meal, that if somebody had something that was lost that needed to be found, or if somebody was advertising for somebody for a job or somebody was looking for a job, they actually hung up signs in the Soloveitchik's home in Brisk. That's how open that house was. 3 years after Reb Chaim and his wife moved to Brisk, there was a big, big fire in the town. And sadly, many homes and businesses were destroyed. And Reb Chaim worked so hard to help people, to help rebuild their homes and to help their businesses get back up and running. And his home was a place where people came to he and his wife to get advice and to get help. Now, the people that didn't have homes to live in stayed in the shul, in the Beit Knesset, in the synagogue. That is where they slept because they didn't have room in their house. That was the plan. And Reb Chaim and his wife were in the shul helping people. And then his wife noticed that he started trying to get a little bit comfortable on one of the benches in the shul. And she said to him, what's going on? What are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm going to sleep right here on this bench in the shul. She said, really? Really? He said, yes. How can I sleep in my bed when I know that some people's houses burned down and they are sleeping on a bench in the shul? I feel that I need to sleep here with them until they too are back in beds in their own home. Wow, wow. It's so important to help other people and to always think about their feelings. You know, there's a quote that Reb Chaim said, and he said that we close our Gemara to go and help somebody else and do chesed for them, and then it's considered as if our Gemara is still open, as if we're still learning. That's how important it is to help other people. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Noach, Noach and his wife, who Rashi tells us her name was Na'ama, and he and his wife's three sons and their wives, those eight people were the only people that were being kept alive while the Mabul, the flood, was going on in the world. And when they were on the Teva, do you know what they did all day? They were feeding the animals. We know that there were a lot of animals on the Teva, and they were all on different eating schedules. It was very, very hard work to be feeding the animals around the clock, basically. It was a big, big job. Well, if Hashem can do anything in the world, why didn't Hashem just make a miracle and have the animals be able to feed themselves or eat really easily? Why did Noah and his family have to busy themselves feeding the animals all the time? One possible answer is that while the world was suffering, it wouldn't be appropriate for Noah and his family to be on that Teva like as if they were on a cruise or a vacation. They needed to practice acts of kindness and sensitivity and feed the animals so that their sensitivity to the world around them wouldn't be lessened, wouldn't be diminished while they were on the Teva. Let's all learn from Reb Chaim and his wife and from Noach and his family the importance of always involving ourselves in kindness and remembering that there are a lot of needs in the world for the people around us. And acting with kindness is acting in the way of the Torah, the way that Hashem is teaching us to lead our lives. I hope that incorporating this message into our own lives, looking for opportunities to help around our house with our brothers and sisters, our father, our mother, our friends, I hope we can do that in our life and try to think of ways that we can do that even today, right now, and that will serve as a tremendous zechut for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for Am Yisrael worldwide. Shabbat Shalom.